page to find Zion. On the bottom paragraph, V'im. So he spoke about this idea, you could have Dibur, which comes from the Nefesh, the Sechel Adabri and Sechel Yuni. So there's sometimes which it sounds intelligent, but it's really superficial. Sometimes it's truly intelligent. Even when the topic seems to be something of depth, you can have a person approaching it using his intelligence to discuss it, but not truly to get into the depth of it. But when it comes to general speech, it's obviously so. Even their light talk is an expression of a thought process, of a seriousness, of an intelligence, a true intelligence, of understanding of something. I'm out. Okay. Reishis Rabba, Parakai, Aleph, Ois Tess. She's like this. Leia tops a plaque, Hoidoya. Bamdo, Mimena, Bale, Hoidoya. Yehuda says, Vayakir, Vayar, Mesakta, Mimena. Rachel tops a plaque, Hashtika. Bamdo, Kobanea, Bale, Mastir, and the people who kept mysteries. Binyamin is called Yoshpe. The gem of Binyamin on the Choshen Mishpat was the Yoshpe, which means says Yeshpe Yerdeya b'michras Shal Yosef Ben Amag. Binyamin knew, he didn't say a word. Out of him came Shaul. He was sent by his father to find out what happened to the Sonos. While he was there, he was anointed the first king of Klal Yisrael. He comes back home and says, "Yeah, well, I went to the Roya, and he told me where to find the Sonos. You know, share with your father that you just came to Melech." So, no, it's our Malukul Higgin. Esther, and Esther again, as Malay Tobe Samuel. Okay, now, what is this? What's this precious? What is Medrash mean? So the word plach is the name for the distaff, which a woman uses to make thread. The distaff the woman uses to make thread. Right. So, when you lived in, I once saw an article. I don't know where. That, you know, we live in a society where you spun all of your own thread, you made all of your own clothes. You need tremendous amounts of thread, and you didn't have commercial thread available. You gotta make your own. So, in this society, I'm not saying this is true because it's not Chazal, but you know, you can at least picture something along those lines. I mean, the Gemara says like this. Think about it for a second. The Gemara says that one of the woman's tiyuvim in a marriage is to produce X amount of orev thread, X amount of shesi thread per week. It means there's a daily production quota, or a weekly production quota of thread the woman had to produce. So in this society, I forget where it was, I think I was saying in Victorian society, they walked around all fancied up with their distaff the whole day making this thread. You know, it wasn't Victorian, it was one of the, you know, the time of Queen Elizabeth, I think it was, you know, very fancy women would walk around the whole day with their thing tucked under their arm making thread. Right? Because you needed so much thread, and it wasn't available, there was no spinning wheels or anything like that. So you made thread the whole day. So it's called a plach. So a plach represents, as a marshal, a section of a void of a person. So So Leah took the section of praising, and she said, "Hamodes Hashem." So she instilled in her into her descendants this power of speaking out and praising. And Rachel didn't tell about the subterfuge, the whole mice that would happen, and inform Yaakov what's going on. She shared her secrets and did not inform Yaakov. She kept her mouth shut. And through that, she was able to have descendants who knew how to keep quiet. But keeping quiet is not an absence of Dibur. Keeping quiet is a pelach. It's a section of Avodah. It's just as much a section of Avodah as the Avodah of Hador. Okay. Shtika hi pelach. Umlus yuchedesh enu nefelus umlus hoidoya. It's its own category of craftsmanship, no less significant and challenging than the craft of presenting true thanks. It takes a chance on the work to really express that properly. Keeping quiet properly is work. It's not an after something, it's a creation. You're creating a situation of quiet, of shtika. Be the Marin, Shosa, and Kibos Karl Shtikosa. For Aharon, this is tremendous work. And a shikarak header deeper. Shtika is not talking, just the lack of speech. Yesh. Mashtika Umeris, Harbor Yosem, Mashabakarach Milam Lavir. I can express things through silence. L'cha dumiya tehila. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, being quiet, is a form of praise. Shtika is a positive act. Mishen Yudeya umnus hashtika. The person does not know how to keep quiet. Ein lo kosher chavaya. He can't have the full true experience of love, a life experience. Uroya b'shemeya devorim yafin v'amukim ad kadei ziyazur. He sees or he hears something which should truly move him internally. Wait a minute, Isaiah. He's not moved. Because he has to talk about it. Lachritz mishpat to explain. Laharach erich toiv yefamoid. He also yeshayos. So he would really go in and really bite him, get to him, and keep his mouth shut. I mean, we've all met people with, you know, who are extreme at this. Like, everything has to be explained, commented.
Now you have to take a picture of everything. You have a text. Friends.
You take a picture and then you send it to somebody with a comment. Like, you didn't allow the interaction to impact you by just stopping and blocking out this focus outward and letting it go in, because you're busy thinking about how you're going to share it. I saw an interesting phrase. A woman wrote that, you know, when she was younger, she was always taking pictures. She was one of the first people to have pictures, you know, the cameras back in the 60s and 70s. She went to an event now as a great grandmother. And she said, you know what? I don't have many days left. I want to actually enjoy the experience. Other people can take pictures. I'll focus on the actual experience. Okay. She finally got it.
You know, it's always the young people with the camera. The older people don't. I don't know if it's just their technology impaired or That's what I'm saying.
So, you know, they say there's a letter from the Alter from Kelim where he writes to his Tamidim and says that I had a Havon and a Marmar Chazal, and I couldn't share it till I was able to absorb the full depth of what I understood. So now, after 22 years, I'm ready to share it with you.
I don't understand that.
So, I'll give you a different example of it. I'm faulted at it also. One of my chaverim once I had this horror. A person with some depth to him. He said, you know, so two people sitting together, and one, Reuben shares a wort with Shimon, or a mice with Shimon, etc. What's the natural response?
Share a mice back.
Share a mice or a wort back. He said, that's the wrong response. The correct response is to stop and absorb the mice. Right? You shared something with me. Let me think about it. Let me absorb it. Let me see if it can affect me. You know, take out of what there's to take out of it. If I'm busy thinking about what to say back, I basically have not absorbed what happened. That's the difference in shtika and dibur. It's an awesome thought process. And like 99.9% of the world doesn't do that. Right? So we have not really learned how to be shoysen and truly hear because we're being quiet. So some people, they have a need to just constantly. We have a Shefi. Rashi says Yechidi. Shefi means Yechidi. Why is it called Shefi? Lashon Shoyfi v'Sheken. It's quiet. She'eni moy el shtika. All he has with him is shtika. So there's a most of having shtika with you. Rabbi Tversky. Writes the following he was one to his life. He was extremely overworked and overwhelmed, and he was very concerned he's going to really get sick, etc., or just burn out, etc. So he heard that there's a place which has these mineral baths, which are very, very soothing and relaxing. So he says, okay, you know, it's an hour. It's a schlep. They're a little back. They're back. Whatever, but it's an hour there. You have to be an hour and a half. He says, you know what? I got to do it. For success or whatever I'm doing, I got to take the time. So he goes in there, and it's warm, and it's soothing, and he possibly feels like himself almost relaxing. For 10 minutes, he's ready to leave. I said, no, sir, you must stay in for an hour. He says it was agony to stay there for 50 minutes. We can't sit with ourselves, just with our quiet, for 10 minutes. You know, we need to call somebody, listen to something, talk to somebody, do something, just sit there and think and absorb. It's very hard for us. So there's an oneness of shtika. Remember, the problem is we're trying to misak in the meat of ruach, which expresses itself in the excess speech. The cultivated ability to not speak. I once came home Erev Shabbos back in Cleveland. I went to the mikvah. My wife asked, something interesting happened in the mikvah, some interesting story, etc. What happened? He says, I had a great visit to the mikvah today. So what happened? He says, so and so was there with me, and we didn't say words to each other the whole time we were there. Explain. He didn't have anything intelligent to say. Neither did I. So we didn't say anything. Said, and that's a Kiddush. That was a very good experience. People feel the need to say something.
Well, the person's going to be insulted if you don't say something to them.
That's what we think. Sometimes the person wouldn't be insulted. They'd be like, but But like I don't think it's helpful to say, why am I talking?
It connects to the person, otherwise it's not Aaron.
So
it's a Pittsburgher.
Now you have to admit that's me, and I'm a big talker.
We would have a times Dibor all of Elwood.
Yes, because he was able to be within himself. You know, within himself, and still be, you know, knock out of his mind. Most of us got out of our mind.
Yeah, just the other people around him went out of their mind.
So what did she do?
But, you know, I love talking about, that.
She fed this guy, like,
that this need to fill the void
and wine.
Of the beautiful silence, the noise, is an issue.
And she chopped his head off. And all the other women got out of the problem because she took care of the problem.
I recently visited somebody.
At
one point in the conversation, we just sat there.
She went, it was her turn to go.
Like, you know, be on a date, forget it, I'd be done, you know. Too long in silence. And I like, I wasn't, oh, I don't know where I was with Tim and Nachum Wolf. So, I was in Cleveland the last week. So I arrived, whatever day it was, and I came to the house and I spoke to him quite loudly. The next morning, I had nothing else to say.
Let's say a big rabbi is going to die.
So I didn't say anything.
Then if the fanab
means in front of him, whatever I said already, like, what else to say? So I just sat there. So I think there's some people who had not been there the day before. I expected, like, I was going to say some deep insight. I was going to say something.
But for a normal person, Balabai, who died,
I mean,
you're not allowed to say.
Let other people speak. Let people share, you know.
So the Ramah now says,
so I can't be quiet sometimes. It's a Kiddush, I know. Because it's older here.